So, welcome back to Bodhichaya Avatara. We are on stanza number 107 of 8th chapter, chapter on meditation. And we are working on bodhicitta, compassion, trying to see or trying to understand or try to generate a state of mind where we feel, you know, myself and others are equal. So therefore, we need to work for the benefit of others as much as we do for ourselves. So we went through many stanzas on this topic. And here in the stanza number 107, it reads, "Those whose minds are practiced in this way, whose joy it is to soothe another's ills, will venture into a hell of unrelenting pain as swans sweep down upon a lotus lake." So what it's trying to say is that, you know, when we become trained, when we get used to this way of feeling, this way of thinking, that to work for the benefit of others is same as working for the benefit of myself, and especially working for the benefit of lots of people is better than working for my own self. And then if I devote in that way, if I get used and I train in this way, working for the benefit of working for the, you know, to help other beings to be free from their suffering, and, you know, if you get used to it, you know, if you do again and again and again, then, you know, we become so happy when we can see the joy in others' life, in others' face, others' hearts. The joy of doing something that's beneficial and helpful to people, to lots of people, gives us so much joy, so much happiness, so much courage, so much meaning, so much purpose, that it becomes much more, you know, like wonderful, much more enjoyable, much more purposeful and meaningful to me than just trying to do something for yourself alone. And so therefore, those who are very, you know, like practiced and become acquainted with that, then those people, you know, are so, become so joyful in, you know, getting rid of others' problems and difficulties and ills, as it is said, that for them, for those kind of bodhisattvas, you know, even you have to go to and you have to suffer the unrelenting pain, lots of pain, lots of difficulties, like that of a helium, they would be able to, they would be happily kind of willing to kind of go into that, you know. Like, you know, the example given is the swans sweep into the lotus lake, you know. When swans sweep into the lotus lake, they are so comfortable, they are so happy, they are so courageous, they are so, you know, they have no doubt, they, you know, they completely enjoy it. So in the same way, you know, you become completely unafraid, unhesitant, unwavering in helping others, even if it is not so pleasant or a little bit hard work, or, you know, even if painful to yourself. Because because you come to understand from your experience that, you know, just running for your own sake, for your own, you know, trying to get some happiness for yourself, trying to get rid of something that causes a problem for yourself, actually creates so much pain and stress and, worries, and, you know, it doesn't work. It doesn't make you happy. It doesn't make you, you know, your life purposeful. It doesn't make you, you know, it doesn't really bring you happiness now or in the long run. Because you become very clear that if you really devote yourself to work for the benefit of others with completely no selfish motives, then it is so joyful, it is so meaningful, it is so so wonderful. And not only that, but, you know, you are doing something that is really virtuous and, you know, positive. So therefore, it results in your, you know, everything goes well. You know, there's nothing can go wrong. You know, even if you want to go into helldom, you cannot. There is no helldom that you can, they can hold you. You know, because helldom is your negative state of mind. Your negative state of mind is your hatred, your hurt feeling, your jealousy, your negative, you know, emotions. And then when you don't have that, your selfishness, your self-centeredness, when you're there, there's no hell, you know. Hell is as much heaven as anywhere else. So therefore, you know, this is also very important understanding that, you know, we want happiness, we want joy, we want peace, we want progress, we want a very, very happy, joyful, wonderful world, you know, around us. Only way to get there is that if we are, each of us is willing to help each other. If we have only goodwill towards each other, if we only, you know, wish well to each other, if we were only trying to do something that is helpful and useful and beneficial to each other, next day we have heaven on earth. We don't have to do anything else. We don't have to make, you know, laws. We don't have to make structures. We don't have to make systems. We don't have, you know, fight against anybody. We don't have to, you know, create. We don't have to vote. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to build economy. Everything is naturally happens. Everything naturally happens. Only good things happen. The world will be in peace. There will be no wars. There will be no atrocities. So therefore, only way and only, you know, possible way is to transform ourselves. And if we can become kind and compassionate and willing to work for the benefit of others, all of us, to each other, that will get rid of all the problems of the world, that will get rid of all the problems of everybody, including yourself. And then that will bring wisdom, that will bring compassion, that will bring enlightenment also, you know. So when this understanding needs to be understood by everybody, you know. The problem we have now in the world is people don't understand this. People think, you know, if I don't do anything, I have to work only for myself, you know. Even if I do a little bit for others, I have to mainly do things for myself. And then I have to, you know, in order to achieve my own goal, even if I have to hurt others, it's okay, you know. Everything is okay for war and love, they say. And love, that love is not really love, it's attachment. And that is, you know, I can hurt anybody in order to get that. That's the worst philosophy. That's wrong. It will bring then more war and more conflict and more problems to yourself and others. You know? So therefore, you know, the ocean-like immensity of joy arising when all beings will be freed. Will this not be enough? Will this not satisfy? The wish for my own freedom, what is that to me? No. The ocean-like immensity of joy arising when all beings will be freed, you know. If I can free, if everybody is free from, you know, from unhappiness, from wars, from famine, from, you know, atrocities, from injustice, from treating bad to each other, you know, from unkindness. And if, you know, if we can bring lasting peace and happiness in this world, what kind of joy will there be? You know, that joy cannot be matched with anything else. You know, usually people say that, you know, if I become enlightened, if I become free from suffering, that's the best, that is, and I must work for that, you know, because I cannot, you know, it's, if others get it, that's good, but, you know, that wouldn't benefit me. But, you know, if you really want the best for yourself also, you need to. Because the primary problem why I can't become totally free from suffering and have lasting peace and happiness is my own selfishness, self-centeredness, my ego. And so therefore, more I, you know, why I haven't been able to bring true happiness, or why nobody could bring it so far, you know, even if we worked on that line for, you know, for centuries after centuries, and life after lives, and life after lives, countless. Because we didn't know how to, you know, we didn't know how to. We didn't try the other way. And if we can try the other way, it will bring us, because, you know, when I'm free from selfishness, self-centeredness, and my compassion becomes universal, actually, I become enlightened. Nobody can hurt me then, you know, because my wisdom blossoms by itself, you know. Not that wisdom, only intellectual, but experiential. So therefore, you know, why wish for my own freedom? You know, because by working dedicatedly for the benefit of everybody else, I naturally become freed, I naturally become enlightened, and even before I get enlightened, I can have complete happiness, freedom, you know, joy. You know. The work of bringing benefit to beings will not then make me proud and self-admiring. Because if we understand this, you know, then if I do something to bring happiness to others, to benefit others, it will not make me proud. Or it will not, you know, not make me proud and self-admiration, you know, I'm so good. Because, you know, I know that this is something I'm doing which is good for me and good for others and good for everybody. And if it is good for everybody, why not? Why should I be so proud of that? Why should I be so, you know, proud? Yes, I should be happy with that, but I don't need to be arrogant, because, you know, I'm not doing something that, you know, I'm not sacrificing anything. I know that I'm not sacrificing anything. I'm actually doing more good for myself in this venture than anybody else. So therefore, there's nothing that I have to be so kind of, you know, what can you say? Nothing that I said, oh, I did this, I did that, you know, I don't need to, there is no way to, there is no reason to say this, because it is natural that I do something that's good for me and good for everybody. So therefore, there will be no, you know, no arrogance, and there is nothing to kind of, to brag about, you know, because it's natural, you know. So therefore, when this kind of understanding happens, then being compassionate and working for the benefit of everybody, you can see it as something most normal, most natural, if you are not completely stupid and completely ignorant, you know. Therefore, the happiness of others is itself my satisfaction. I do not expect another recompense. You know, working for the benefit of others, doing something that's good for now and in the long run for myself, for everybody, is something that's, you know, the most natural thing, and it gives you the purpose and meaning and, you know, a satisfaction. There's nothing I need to be compensated for that, or I need to be, you know, lauded for that, or I need to be especially, you know, like boasting about that, you know. So this 7, 8, 9, the Tibetan Tetrajumna Khonchirpa, Yenji Dungan, Shigavi, Pemin Sora Ngambatar, Namipar Yun Jubranjir. Sentian on the Trawana Gavi Janso Koyimpa, Tenijin Chuman, Tarbandu Pichisha. Teti Yenji Tunshichu, Lamsenton Wanter me. Chitu Yendu and Lagavi, Naman Jibreva me. So I don't need to have any kind of wish, or I don't need to have any kind of expectation for certain, you know, certain result or certain what can you say, compensation or recompensation or a certain kind of reward, you know. What I'm doing is itself its reward. How I feel about doing that is itself the reward. So I think I stop here. Thank you so much.